Frank Ling.
And I'm Charles Lee.
And you're listening to the Grok Science Show.
That's right. It's a weekly look at the world of science, technology, and their effects on our daily lives. Coming up on today's program, Dr. Michael Roizen will join us to discuss what to eat when.
So stay tuned for all of this.
Plus the Grokatron 5000.
And our world famous question a week.
Coming right up.
Here.
On the Grok's
Science Show.
Welcome back to the Grok's Science Show. Well, a healthy form of eating is very important, but do we know when is the best time to eat? Well, joining us today to discuss this issue is Dr. Michael Roizen. Dr. Roizen is Emeritus Chief Wellness Officer at Cleveland Clinic, Chief Medical Consultant on the Dr. Oz Show, author of 4 number 1 New York Times bestselling books, and originator of the popular RealAge.com website. He's formerly chaired an FDA advisory committee and published more than 190 peer-reviewed articles. Together with Dr. Michael Krupain and Jim Perko, they have penned the new book entitled What to Eat When Cookbook. Perfectly timed recipes designed to help you live with vigor, longer, and healthier. Dr. Roizen, thank you so much for joining us today on the Grok Science Show.
Charles, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Well, it's certainly our pleasure. I think certainly a topic that a lot of people think about daily, what to eat, but maybe not when to eat.
Well, in fact, that's exactly why we decided to put it together. The only reason I write books, this is number 22, so it's a passion, if you will, is to share the science in a way that's actionable by every other non-physician, non-scientist. And the science was accumulating in animals between 2008 and 2014 about how beneficial eating with the sun was, or if you will, the version of doing intermittent fasting correctly. And I'll come back to that. So when the data and when the fourth study in humans came out in 2018 or so, we decided to write the book, and that was to share the science and how good the science was and how important it was, if you will, to eat with your circadian rhythm. More early, less later, stop eating 3 hours before bedtime, eat 80% of your calories 8 hours or more before bedtime. So that was, and there are a whole bunch of stop stereotyping food, cold pasta, whole wheat pasta or pizza is fine in the morning, and a salad or egg frittata is great in the evening. So that was why we decided to write the book, and then the initial book, What to Eat When. And then the cookbook came because people wanted to know how to do it easily. And the rule is only eat food that you love and that will love your body back. So food's a relationship like a marriage. You wouldn't marry someone who's trying to kill you. You shouldn't eat food that's trying to kill you. And there are ways to, and you can make great food, food that tastes great to you, that is also great for your body.
What is the science backing it up? Why is this good for our body? What happens when we go into intermittent fasting regimes?
Well, it turns out that every marker of aging, when you do intermittent fasting right, and most people do it wrong, so I'll come back to that. But when you do intermittent fasting right, which is both the when and the what, and that's where most people fall down. When you do intermittent fasting right, or this way of eating right, it changes the switches that control your genes. So we have roughly 21,000 genes that are off and 1,500 genes that are on. And which of our genes are on or not are controlled by switches that you get to control with, to a large degree, your lifestyle choices, such as the food you eat. And it turns out that those genes that contribute to aging and contribute to chronic disease get turned off when you do this right, and the genes that make you younger get turned on. And it only takes about 4 days. So if you do this for 4 days in a row, You will sleep better at night, most people tell us. They tell us they're not hungry at night and they have more energy in the daytime. And that's what happens when you do intermittent fasting, what we call both the when and the what. So people usually make two mistakes with intermittent fasting. They understand it's a restricted time window, but they eat their biggest meal in the evening. That's not correct. And then they don't pay enough attention to the what. They pay attention to the calories, but they don't pay attention to the what, and the what matters a great deal to changing which of your genes are on or not.
A lot of those changes, they sound very similar to what you get with severe caloric restriction. Does it activate the same mechanisms that caloric restriction does, but just in a less strenuous way?
Well, in fact, it's better than caloric restriction. This actually started by doing caloric restriction in animals, and then a mistake by the person caring for the animals led them to be fed. And it turns out that that sequence of not eating and getting into ketosis and then feeding is much healthier than caloric restriction. So caloric restriction does slow the aging process, but it doesn't give you younger cells. What slows the aging process and regenerates younger cells. So there are two processes, and I'm a science nerd, unfortunately, Charles, so I'm doing more than should have science, but rejuvenation is slowing the aging process. Regeneration is actually making you younger. What happens when you refeed after a caloric period of caloric restriction and intermittent fasting, when you refeed with the right substances, regenerate new cells. So you actually turn on those genes that help you become not just slow the rate of aging, but become younger.
It sounds like you activate a state in the body where it wants to sort of regenerate, and then you provide it the resources it needs to do that regeneration after the fasting that occurs.
That's actually perfect and said much better than I did, Charles.
I mean, getting down to the basics of it then, so the what is as important as the when, as you put it, and so what is the what that we should be paying attention to?
So the what is, and the chef I work with, Jim Perko, who's the executive chef at the Cleveland Clinic, and my co-author, Michael Krupain, who's medical director at ShareCare and at the Dr. Oz Show, both are superb chefs. But Jim Perko has this phrase that with food, you're either fighting disease or feeding disease, and fighting chronic disease or feeding chronic disease. And so the foods that you want, he likes to say, only think about things you can have. But let me go, it's pretty easy if you say you can't have things that raise your blood sugar quickly. So simple sugars, syrups, simple carbohydrates, or stripped carbohydrates, or also are red and processed red meats. Anything with carnitine, lecithin, and choline, including egg yolks and some fish as well. So it is basically, it's a pescatarian or pesca-vegan, if you will, with the fish being salmon and ocean trout, and the oils being olive oil and fish oils and avocados and omega-3 and omega-9s predominantly.
And what about ratios of proteins to carbohydrates? Is there anything to be paid attention to there?
The answer is not in the studies so far. So there may be, but that has not been what the data has shown. But that's partially because there haven't been a lot of variations in the studies. That is, they've used a relatively usual mix of protein, 1 gram per kilo of body weight or so is the usual mix. And then as long as it's whole grain or plant-based carbohydrates that are in that process, that's studies. So they haven't, to my knowledge, have not been a lot of studies that vary, for example, the macronutrients of carbohydrates and protein there have been some studies, but none that show a difference in outcome.
So practically, what does a good diet look like in terms of a typical day? Let's say you're going to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What would you pick?
Well, so the breakfast I have is usually around 11:30 in the morning, and I usually have a salmon burger and either broccoli or sautéed spinach or something like that. lunch is that kind of substitutes as my breakfast and lunch combo, and free, if you will, coffee or green tea or water ad lib. And then dinner can be a salad if you want a snack. Nuts are a great snack. Or we have a garden chive bean dip in there that you can have with crudite or cut up veggies as a great choice. But there are, let me just say, there are 135 recipes in the book that all work. And so one of my favorites is a mushroom MLT, which replaces a BLT, if you will, and is every bit as good tasting. You won't miss a BLT if you have the mushroom MLT, and you could have that for lunch or dinner. So the point is, we don't believe in stereotyping food, and there are plenty of desserts as well. So we just made, we do a set of videos for the Cleveland Clinic website every week, and we just made Papa's pumpkin pie less as a, if you will, Thanksgiving treat. But we can have and one of the great recipes I love is a Wenwei chocolate mousse, which is a mousse but without cream, without any, if you will, most of them have eggs and cream. This is just chocolate shavings and water. It was sent to us by a physicist, actually, and I couldn't believe it when we got it, because all it takes is hot water and 70% chocolate shavings, and it is as decadent as any chocolate mousse you want. Just really easy to make. So that's what we've done there are whole bunches of great recipes in the book.
They really are great. I mean, just looking at it makes you realize, you don't have to really cut out things to great food. But, sometimes starting up a diet regime can be a little difficult. Do you have any recommendations for approaching this particular way of eating, easing into it perhaps, or is it sort of better just to kind of go all in?
Well, in fact, those are the two approaches that we've talked to and that we talk about in the What to Eat When book. And in the cookbook, there are a lot of techniques. There's a large section on techniques because Chef Perko has taught us that the most important ingredient in any recipe is the technique with which it's made. That is, you can take the best green bean in the world and make it soggy or make it great. And same thing with salmon, et cetera. So the two ways of getting in it, that Dr. Kupain likes to do things gradually. So every other day, he would move 10% of his food from the evening to lunchtime till he got the right ratio of food, meaning he'd get a smaller plate or have empty space on the dinner plate and move that to lunch the next day. And he loves that, and a whole bunch of people have done that successfully. I am a do it all at once and get it over with type person, so I switched Bango about really when the data was just coming out in 2017, I switched, and what happens is I had the same reaction as most of the patients and people who've tried this have, that is, you're not as hungry at night, you sleep better, and you have more energy the next day. And the amount of energy I had when I did this for 4 days was so amazing that I never went back. So it's pretty easy. Dr. Kupain, and Chef Perko every now and then go to a regular schedule because they're invited out. And this is actually before COVID-19. But he would bounce right back to, he would switch suddenly back. And as he said, that's one of our rules, which is mistakes shouldn't derail you, because anytime the sun comes out is another day you get to do it right. And so one of the rules is, in fact, eat with the sun, or when the sun should be out.
Are diets and fall into this pattern naturally?
Well, you can take any diet and move it to this. So the key is that if you're eating with the sun and you eat 80% of your calories before 3 p.m., those are the two basic messages. And then you want to avoid those simple sugars, added syrup, simple carbohydrates, and things that cause inflammation, such as the carnitine, lecithin, and choline in red meat and egg yolks and cheese. So those are the things that if you do that, then it doesn't matter whether you're eating predominantly protein, a keto diet, or it doesn't matter whether you're fat, or whether you're eating predominantly a vegan, vegetarian, or vegan carbohydrate-laden diet, as long as you follow the basic rules of eating with the sun and eating more early, less later. So pesca, vegan fits, it's keto fits, paleo, you can even adjust the fit, et cetera. So I don't think it's any one diet. All the diets can fit. This is actually a way of using the science of the circadian rhythm and what the sun does to our hormone levels. So the basic insight was that a calorie is a calorie is a calorie in the test tube, but not in your body. Your body changes its hormones in response to the sun that's evolved over years, so that a calorie in the morning is like 9/10 of a calorie, and the calorie in the evening is 1.05 or 1.1 calories. So that eating the same amount of food early in the day compared to later in the day, when it is food that fits into this absence of carbohydrates, and you eat it in absence of simple sugars and added syrups and simple carbs, and absence of food that causes inflammation with less than carnitine or choline, when you such as red meat, processed red meat, eggs and cheese, if you eat it that way, you actually lose about 25% more weight in the 4 well-done studies that control both the what and the when.
We are running slightly out of time. I'm just curious, maybe you have some final words regarding what to eat when cookbook, and if there are places people can go, resources that you'd recommend to learn more about this.
Well, the website is whenway.com, whenway.com, but it's available at virtually every place, your local independent bookstore, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon as well. And the key is food is a relationship. You only want to eat food that loves you and that you love, and there are plenty of choices. You can find foods you love and that love your body back.
We were just talking with Dr. Michael Roizen, together with Dr. Michael Krupain and Jim Perko. They have penned the What to Eat When cookbook. Dr. Roizen, thank you so much for joining us today on the Grok Science Show.
Charles, thank you.
And that's all for this week's edition of the Grok Science Show.
Make sure you tune in next week for more from the world of science and technology.
If you'd like to contact us here, you can email us at science@groks.net. For Grok Science, I'm Frank Ling.
And I'm Charles Lee. Make sure you also see us on the web at www.groks.net. Have a great afternoon and keep on grokking. We'll be right back.